Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
DZ and I love to have conversations when we're supposed to be on the air. We talk all the way up until the second the mics are on, let me tell you.
You mean the second past when the mics should be on?
Anyway, okay, I'm back. We talk
what
too much.
Up? We talk way too
what
much.
What up? I was just admiring the shoes you bought for my son, but we'll talk about those later on the show.
That's right.
My little victory is I'm going to start a segment called Why is Allie Late Every Day? And make people guess. Today, my little victory is the reason I'm late. I was driving down the road. My phone goes, not my phone, my watch, my Apple Watch goes, and I'm like, why is my watch vibrating this early in the morning? Dude, it was like, your iPhone has been left behind. So my little victory is I have a watch to tell me my phone was not with me. I had to go all the way home and get my phone.
Yeah.
Come all the way back, because you can't come to work without your phone, and you can't do social media without your... You can't do anything without your phone anymore.
No, you really can't do anything.
I had to go all the way back. So my little victory is I got the watch that told me the iPhone was not with me, and I turned around and got it. And that's why good. I'm late.
That's positive. I think that's positive, because we need our phone throughout the day.
We do.
And it's a long day, right? It is Friday. Let's say what it is. But we also have things to do.
We do.
It's not just to leave here and be done for the day Friday.
Nope,
we're
going to
be at a couple different places.
Ooh, yes. We're going to be at a school in West Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Wilson.
Big ups.
We're going back there for their big assembly today. Wait, am I supposed to say that?
I don't know.
That might have been a secret.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Never mind.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The question of the day is coming up.
You meant Nelson Elementary.
I don't know if they know we're coming.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I
don't even know what
you're
talking
about. Never mind.
We're so busy on the show. Today's the last day to win Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival tickets.
There
that's crazy.
It is. That's totally what I was going to say. Last day to win Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival.
You meant
tickets.
Harley.
Yeah. What did I say?
You said Wilson. You meant Harley.
Harley. You know what? Can we play a song? My God. I need to get myself together before the question of the day. I'm a hot mess over here.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
What do you wear on laundry day? It's me. I'm on laundry day.
Is your laundry day fit today?
414-533-1037. What's your laundry day fit? Because, DZ, look at me. Let me come around.
What's up? Explain
to the class what I'm wearing.
Okay, so Allie is in a gray zip-up baggy-esque.
My worst gray zip-up of all. I look the worst in this one. It's my comfy one.
And I'd say medium loose high water sweatpants.
High waters. I'm in sweatpants that don't even really fit.
I don't want to rib you because I'm saying you flooded! Allie, where the flood?
That's how bad it is at home. I'm wearing the floods.
And then you matching the Under Armour slides with the, you know, powder blue slides and powder blue socks.
I wasn't trying to match, though.
But it works.
I usually don't wear socks with my slides. I'm only wearing socks because I cut my toe open yesterday.
Ouch.
And I'll tell you about that on the show. Okay. It hurt a lot. So yeah. I need something I have Band-Aids on and it's all compressed.
Anyway.
Not important.
That's your laundry day fit.
This is like the outfit I don't want anybody seeing me in.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to the store after this.
No, I'm not. But you can see me in, but nobody else.
So I shouldn't post a picture I just took of you?
Yeah, screw it. You can. My laundry day fit is always like my worst looking sweatshirt that I don't look good in. The gray. The gray is not flattering to my tone.
I hear
you. The gray sweatshirt along with some kind of sweatpants that don't fit me correctly that I don't ever wear and slides.
Yep.
That is a laundry. I mean, I have no yoga pants clean. I got nothing. Yeah. I got to do laundry.
Yeah. I ain't going to lie to you, bro. We're at that point.
I was washing my face this morning and I was using my shower towel to wipe off. I didn't even have a washcloth. That's how bad I need to do laundry.
It, man.
I was using my towel for the shower to wipe my face.
You're the worst of all.
I'm telling you what, dude.
You funny, man.
I'm ridiculous. What's yours?
Laundry day fits are technically tough in the household because we're about that point.
Yeah.
And honestly, when you see me out in a full tuxedo,
that's
when you know that's my laundry day fit because I ain't got no other clothes left.
You wear a suit?
When you see me in nicer and nicer clothes.
They get nicer.
When I'm out here wearing stuff with tags still on it, it's because it's laundry day, bro. And I'm just out of everything else that I got.
It's so true, dude.
That's my laundry day fit right now.
414-533-1037. What is your laundry day fit? I am going to open our texts and we are going to take your calls next. Hold on, everybody.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so what do you wear on laundry day? That is the question of the day. Everybody's texting in jammies, shorts, and t-shirts.
Whoever said they're calling out of work and sitting in their PJs, y'all are fools.
You guys are crazy, man. You know what? Let's start with Anna in Sherman Park. We'll go to her first. Hi, Anna. Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good. Buenos dias.
We're good. You were trying to get your own theme song by calling 5 days in a row. You lost on day 4 or 5, and we're starting over. So day one, let's go.
Found out it ain't easy.
Let's go, Anna. It's
back to day. Back to day one, Anna in Sherman
Park.
Where
were we? What's your laundry day fit?
Whatever that I have. Whatever. So, it don't matter if it fits or not. If it's work clothes,
girl,
it's coming on.
Well, didn't you hear DZ say I'm wearing the high waters? My sweatpants they're not even long enough for me.
Whatever I got.
Sheesh.
That's
girl.
Right. Whatever you got.
I ain't gonna lie. The boxers definitely
got
holes.
If you have to squeeze yourself into your kids' clothes, then so be it.
So be it. I've worn Aaron's socks. I have worn my wife's socks before, and she gets mad because I've stretched them out. But I'm like, I'm out of socks, baby.
I can finally wear Owen's clothes. It's great.
Ain't it nice?
Now they're your socks, and then you get to claim all his name brand clothes if he has any.
Well, only the ones his dad bought him, so there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we
switched that to this house.
Wepa.
No, but seriously, okay, well, that's good. She said whatever she can find.
Whether it's dark or not, you just got to look for it. If it fits, I'm going to put it on.
Mm-hmm.
It don't even have to match.
No, it really doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't have. It shouldn't. No. You can't look for matches when it's laundry day.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Anna. Right. We'll talk to you Monday for day two, okay?
All right. Y'all have a fabulous weekend and a fabulous Friday, and I love y'all.
Aww. We love you, too.
Love you, too.
Bye.
I'm giving you a kiss today. Bye, Anna. She's gone, DZ. She's gone already.
She's still so nice. Oh, man. It makes me feel good.
Annalise texted in from Milwaukee. She said, I 100% went out in crappy zip-up hoodie and two big sweats the other morning to go buy more acceptable outfit because laundry day. I was just going to say, you ever gone and bought clothes? Mm-hmm. I have. Mm-hmm. Sure have.
You have to. Sometimes it's
sure
like,
have.
I don't got time to do laundry, nope. but I got things to do. So I got to go get a whole new fit from the socks to the drawers to the pants to the shirt.
I'll just go buy new yoga pants.
I'm just going to go to Nick and Viney's and get the $100 hookup. Which, it don't include the shoes no more, unfortunately.
Oh,
but it's fine. It's fine.
Well, Cammy in Milwaukee says, classic bathrobe. You guys are funny.
That sounds like a Hudson special right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's my boy, Hudson.
That's the Huddy Boy special.
Allie from Brookfield texted in, my fiance wears his Snuggie only, nothing else.
All right, we did not need that imagery.
I didn't need that imagery either. Can you please go to Carrie in Waukesha because I have a surprise for you, DZ.
For me?
Yes. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So she is a teacher at my children's school. You know, she taught both my kids. She's great. And she has a 3D printer.
Ooh.
And she makes these really cool, like, toys. She's made them for my kids before.
Yeah. My nephew has a 3D printer, be making stuff.
Last night, Carrie messaged me while I was at Owen's orchestra concert and says, tomorrow morning, are you going to be at High Interest Day? I said, I am not. I have another obligation. She said, well, I'm going to give Hudson the Tetris, the 3D Tetris tabletop for you.
You made us one?
She made us one.
Hey.
Well, I think her husband did. But Carrie,
thank you.
Thank y'all, man.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Bobby.
Tishai's Babo.
Oh, my gosh.
Bobberino.
So we have a tabletop Tetris coming to us made by her 3D printer, and I cannot wait to see it later.
Shout out her husband, Bobby Valentino.
Love you. So anyway, Carrie, what do you wear on laundry day?
Just some really weird pair of leggings that have, like, either pizza or french fries on it and some random t-shirt that I find.
This party-themed Lululemon.
She had it right, though.
LuLaRoe.
But it has to be dirty, too. That's what I love. She said it has food on it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, yes, dirty.
No, the print.
The pattern has, like, french fries or pizza or burgers or whatever.
She had pizza burger smear.
Yes.
Yep.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Your partner has no idea that you've never gotten intimate. You've never played Hide the Pickle. You've never played Where's the Pickle. You've never played Hot Dogs and Donuts.
You ain't never high five to low five.
You have a boyfriend or girlfriend, and they have no idea you've never gotten intimate with anyone, and you're in your mid-20s.
What do you do?
This is the problem today. Yes, DZ, what?
I don't think they're dating.
Oh, they're not?
I was peeping it.
Oh,
I don't.
Geez. Okay.
Listen.
Oh,
Linda, listen, Linda.
Linda, let me hear this, and then we're going to talk to people on the phone.
Oh, Linda's listening.
I need to hear this. Okay, so just read the submission on What Would DZ Do.
Allie and DZ, I'm 26 years old, and I have never been intimate with anyone.
Aw.
There's...
I say that, aw, you poor thing.
I was like, what?
Unless it's a woman, then you're not missing out on much. Just,
Here's my story.
Just hang out with yourself.
Lately, there's been a lot of physical tension between my friend and I, and honestly, I wouldn't mind being intimate with him. Mm. I'm not religious, nor am I, quote unquote, saving myself for marriage.
Oh.
More or less, never really had that type of connection with anyone and have never been pressured into anything with past relationships either.
Mm-hmm.
Him and I have talked about it, and we both act like we're not serious, more playful about being intimate after we've been out with friends and don't take it seriously, even though I think we both do. Like I said, it's not something that I'm, you know, saving myself for. It's not a big deal for me. It's just more or less, yet haven't felt right with anyone except him. Would it be wrong to not let him know it would be my first time if we ever became intimate?
So he doesn't know?
He don't know. I'm pretty sure he thinks that I have done things before.
There's no way.
She says, to be honest, I'm weird and don't even want to say anything.
Well, it's going
to
get weirder if he doesn't know.
Any advice? Please keep me anonymous.
Oh, there's nothing enjoyable for a woman.
26 years old.
The first time. There's nothing enjoyable. Listen, I'm telling you something.
Yeah.
Nothing enjoyable for a woman. And if she says that, she's a liar.
Really?
The first time is rough, okay?
Sure.
For females. Sucks. But then, you know, you figure it out and you figure it out and it works, okay?
Hear me out, though. This is also under the context that she's never been intimate, period. Who's to say that she hasn't explored herself as an adult, mm-hmm. right? You can do adult things. Sure. Just because she ain't playing hot dogs and donuts with another physical being mm-hmm. don't mean she hasn't figured herself out degree.
It doesn't mean it's going to be a smooth experience. But, it's still different.
But the first time with another person, anytime you high five and a low five, it's a very different experience. You know what I'm saying? So, you can't be forced to tell anybody, dude, though. Here's what I'm hearing, bro. She's feeling conflicted because she thinks she's being manipulative and maybe lying.
Yeah.
Because he thinks that she's done stuff before. Oh,
I don't
with
and
another
I don't
person.
Think, yeah, I don't think she has to tell him that.
I don't think so.
I had this friend in my 20s, and she was, you know, the big V.
Yeah,
We were like in our late 20s, and I was like, at this point, you just got to wait till you're married. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Now you got to save
it,
girl.
Eventually, it was like she just hadn't had the right person or not had the right situation. And then what happens is so many years go by and now you've never done it. Now you're in your late 20s. Mm-hmm. You're like, well, now what? Now I'm not getting married and I've never done it and I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
this sucks is essentially what she ran into. And she ended up just doing it. I'm like, oh.
But that's it, though.
That's
think about
what happens.
It. I think this would have been
they randomly do it. They think they're saving it for something and they're not.
And she's already saying, I'm not. I'm just not playing hot dogs and donuts. I ain't never wanted to be competitive with nobody.
I don't know why
I've been
waiting.
Victorious this whole time by myself. You know? But hear me out. This would be really drastically different if they were partners, if they had been dating.
Sure,
if they were going
somewhere.
Would know
and they could talk about these things.
This, at this point in time, is just a friend, a homie, a possible hookup.
Yeah.
This is no different had you ever played hot dogs and donuts with somebody or not. You don't need to disclose your past to anybody that isn't necessarily going to be a part of your future.
Oh, now we're giving everybody names, not just on Am I the Jerk, now on What Would DZ Do? They're naming her Freaky Fran.
Fran, I love it. Oh, I love it. Freaky Fran.
Freaky though, you guys.
She's trying to be. Trying to be Freaky Fran.
Oh my God. 414-533-1037. Let's go to line one, see if they have any good advice because I mean, I don't know what I would do. Turn down your radio. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Jinx.
You already know it's the OGR.
Roger.
Let's get you right, big dog.
Woo. What's going on?
I'm impressed you called in because you have a daughter.
He said, this is exactly why I'm calling in.
He's like, never do it. Wear the chastity belt. You're done.
Good morning, Ali DZ, Milwaukee stand up. It's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R.
If you don't know, now you know. Let's go.
Woo, Roger. All right, what do you think Fran should do? Because she's now in her mid-20s. And she's like
26.
26.
I would say grown.
Never played hot dogs and donuts. Never been intimate and doesn't know she's going to do it. What do you think?
Well, she ready. She
right.
ready.
I agree.
Yeah. She's saying that, you know, she don't want to tell him, but he gonna find out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's no way.
You don't think there's a way?
That'd be shocking to me.
Even if she's doing things with her own self,
he's gonna know. That's what I'm saying. I can't imagine. It's that'd be impressive if a girl could do that.
In the era of the internet and technologies, I feel like y'all are not giving Freaky Fran over here enough credit, man.
It's not the same. Without getting too disgusting. It's not the same, I just feel like.
Yeah, for sure.
Let me try to keep this as PG as I can.
You have to.
It's just like this. You know, when I was young, hanging out with the fellas and stuff, and yeah, we're going to Six Flags. Yeah, I've been on this ride. I've been on that ride. And guess what? When they got on that ride, we found out they'd never been on a roller coaster.
All of a sudden, you strapped into the raging bull going,
analogy.
Oh, hey, just so y'all know, I ain't never done this before.
And you're like, what?
All of a sudden,
boom,
you start quoting J. Cole.
That is the best analogy I've ever heard, Roger.
There you go.
It snaps in.
Right,
P.S. I've never done this before. Go.
Like I said, he gonna find out.
I know he's gonna find out. Trust me, somebody texted in. I didn't tell my first. He knew and called me out. I'm like, I can't imagine.
Just
because of all the things that I'm not gonna get into on the radio.
No, fair enough. There's no reason to get up into it. But really, the ask is, should I tell him that it's, you know, I've never played hot dogs and donuts with anybody? I don't think it's his place to know. Maybe if he were to ask himself, right? But it's not. It's your information to freely give up. If you think it's pertinent, if you think y'all might go somewhere in this, if you see yourself dating in the future, Freaky Fan, I think so. But if you just saying, hey, this is a good friend, I wouldn't mind giving them the cookie, little nookie.
I think you should just tell him then.
Let him high five the low five for
the
one time.
He's going to be like, hell yeah!
Or he might say, actually, nah.
This is too awkward because you've never been intimate and we're friends and now you're gonna catch feelings, girl. You're gonna catch feelings and I can't, we're just friends.
Don't let me high five you.
Because she really might.
Be the last high five.
I mean, right, we don't know which way she's gonna go when she's been into it. She might catch feelings and then it's a problem.
That is true.
Because women get emotional and you know it.
That I got is one true. For you, Zizi.
What's up,
she high five, low five, and missed the hand on the low end.
Oh, my God.
Bye, Roger.
Goodbye.
Bye, Roger. We love you, dog.
Victoria in West Dallas, she texted, and having the conversation with him could open up a new level of intimacy to explore as well. I like that.
I like that. That is
good. Also, there's a good text. We'll read it after the break because we'll take your advice. Yeah. What should she do? She's never been intimate. She was thinking about doing it with her friend. What should she do? We'll talk to you next.
Freaky Fran out.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So, Freaky Fran's never been intimate, and she's 26, and she's like, you know what? Screw it. I'm thinking about doing it with my friend, but he doesn't know.
Freaky Fran found a freaky friend.
She did. Well, somebody texted in and said they did it when they were 22. The guy didn't know, and they just said, oh, it's been a while. Take it easy. Kind of go slow. So that was how they... And that was what they did.
At 22, I would have been like, a while.
I don't know why you're not telling these people.
It's scary. It's weird. And this is why people don't want to talk about it. This is why people are scared to even bring it up. But here we are. 103.7 Kiss FM. We had a conversation y'all be scared to have.
Well, somebody said, I like Roger's idea. Wait until you get buckled in to tell him. That would be fun.
Are you strapped into the seat now, big dog?
I've never been on a roller coaster. Boom.
Just scream, maiden voyage. And Bon Voyage? Come on, son. Nah, dog. Nah, we ain't doing that.
Oh my God.
I love Roger, but we ain't doing that.
And the crazy thing is, I have such a crazy story from this and when this happened, when the first time I was intimate, and I can't even tell it on the air because of the FCC. It's so wild. Not wild, like funny. Funny and not funny all at the same time say, like, oh my God. Okay, let's go to Adrian in Milwaukee. You know what? Adrian has been trying to get a theme song day five.
He did it?
It's a miracle.
Adrian,
congratulations!
Hey, look, that congratulations goes for yesterday too. Because let me tell you something, your boy just became a GM.
Let's go!
Congratulations!
He was up for an interview, hey, look, and he got the gig. Yes, sir. Congrats, man.
Hey, we're gonna keep this all the way PG, you know, for some listeners because they're riding around with kids and all that.
And it's because it's the FCC, and we have this is not the internet. Okay, no. we have to be appropriate.
Look,
okay,
that's right.
We're not on Facebook. That's all we're going to say.
That's right. Now, what do you want to say?
Listen, it's all fine and dandy if that's who she's picking, right?
Yeah.
Right.
But let's keep it 100. It can end the relationship quick.
That's my fear is that she's going to be like, hey, I'm going to do it with my friend. And then she's going to catch feelings or something is going to get awkward.
Exactly.
Because the fact that she wants to do it with him means she already has romantic feelings. I don't care what anybody says. There's no way I'm getting on with my dude friend if I don't have feelings for
him. They're playful about it.
Hey, listen, that ship sailed a long time ago.
Yeah.
She probably already did the low five and missed.
Adrian, bye!
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Yeah, is it good? You can deep sigh again.
Buenos dias. It's been a hell of a day for DZ. This is so funny. I didn't even realize you were having a bad day because right over my head, your text message this morning. I do want to say Am I the Jerk is coming up, and it involves something that happened when I ended up spending the night at my ex-husband's parents' house this week.
Ex-in-laws?
Yeah, you heard me.
You heard. Mm-hmm.
So if you missed that show and you don't know why I was at my ex-in-law's house, go back and listen.
On the Odyssey app.
But something happened when I was there, and I was like, oh, this is an Am I the Jerk with my ex-mother. It's such an Am I the Jerk.
It is.
So anyway, that's coming up. And then Harley Davidson homecoming tickets and then Dumpster Fire Dating, which there's an update.
There's an update on Orphan Bo?
There's an update. I didn't know there was going to be an update.
Orphan Bo.
Orphan Boy showed up. Let me tell you yesterday. I got an update on him on something that happened.
Hi, my boy.
Okay, so, but right now, can we talk about what the hell happened? I didn't know you didn't have power, dude.
Yeah.
Listen to this. DZ texted me this morning. This is so my brain, my ADHD brain, where I don't see texts or they go right over my head because my brain is moving too quick and I haven't taken my medicine yet at 4 a.m., right?
Yep.
And once I take it, my brain slows down a little. I can process. And so I didn't even see you texting me and you said.
Well, because I told you I was going to be running a little bit behind this morning.
That was all I saw. Right. But before that, you had texted me at 4:15 a.m. saying, dude, our power went out in the storm yesterday around 6, hasn't come back yet. What?
Yeah, so.
I missed, dude, I came in, I said hi, I didn't even read that. I'm sorry.
You.
Are you okay?
You don't even care.
I don't, are you? Well, I did, I just didn't see it. Are you okay?
No, we're okay. Honestly, it really does suck.
This is in Bayview.
In Bayview, but there's about probably 10,000 people without power right
now
throughout the state of Wisconsin that have Wii Energies.
Yeah,
it's a little rough. So yesterday, the storms got crazy. It rolled in really, really quick, right? And all of a sudden, it was dark and it was booming. We had hail hit the house.
I'm not making this about me, but Owen had an orchestra concert last night.
Yeah, y'all were out driving
at
in
7.
It.
Oh,
y'all
had to be
were
there
driving
at
in
6:30,
mm-hmm.
and literally, I'm driving through hail going 5 miles an hour, and I'm like, is this worth it? Is this worth it?
Is cracking my windshield worth it?
I was wondering if I was going to have car damage, but I'm like, but I guess we got an orchestra concert.
Did y'all have the quarter size pieces?
Yeah, and I didn't even look at my car. I should, but we pulled up, and right when it's cleared out of nowhere, almost like creepy, like it was about to be another tornado,
yep.
and then we walked in.
It's like, are we in the eye right now?
I was in the middle of that hail,
are
though.
Are we in the eye of the storm
so
right
your
now?
So your power went out in Bayview, though?
Yeah, no, stormed crazy, hailed crazy, and then all of a sudden, boom, as we're looking outside, me and the boys, I'm a storm watcher. I love lightning, thunder, like I love rain and storms, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, ooh, right? I also don't want them to be scared of it because it's loud and could be a little fearful, right?
The thunder and lightning.
Thunder, right.
Thunder. That's why you got to show them cars
lightning
around.
Lightning. But we were just watching and they were like, oh, they were grasping the concept that, oh, it's not scary, it's nature.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, look, cool. Boom, crash, wow.
Yeah.
Boom, the lights go out. And then we look on the outage map, slowly starts to tick up. We make the report, check with our neighbors, their power's out. Check down the block, power's out. At first it says it's going to be back by 9:30 p.m. Mind you, it's probably about 6:30, 7 o'clock right now, right? 9 p.m., 9:30. All right, that's fine. Then 9:30 gets pushed to 10:30. 10:30 gets pushed to midnight.
This is the worst.
Midnight now, 3 a.m. By 4, when I texted you, still no power. I'm going, bro, we checked. It's saying TBD. We don't even know. We're trying to get people out there. Y'all be safe now. You're here. So we're sitting there at this time, at this point in the morning, still no power. So I ran to the gas station this morning and grabbed a bunch of bags of ice.
Yeah, because you got all your stuff.
We don't want to lose 3 gallons of milk that are in the fridge and all the frozen meat. Like,
I wish I knew somebody at Wii Energies.
Same, girl. Same.
I mean, I got a Spectrum guy. I don't have a Wii Energies guy.
We need a Wii Energies guy, bro.
Do you remember when my power went out for like 3 days, a couple summers ago, to the point where I don't know how I ended up being the last street out of like thousands. I mean, it was crazy. Days and days.
No
and
power.
I had to get a generator. I had a generator brought to me. Sorens brought me a generator. We hooked a truck. We hooked
with
a truck up to my fridge.
Yeah.
We put a plug because trucks have generators, the awesome ones. Sorens brought over a truck. I plugged into my fridge and
kept everything.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, that's not something you're going to do for the long term, but if you're camping or whatever, those things are phenomenal.
Well, it's
so,
funny you mentioned camping because we busted out all of our camping equipment. The lanterns, the tent fans that we have, because it was hot inside the house, bro.
So I'm saying the worst time for the heat.
We living room camped it last night. Everybody threw some down on the floor, fit where you can.
Got some fans you can borrow.
Lay down and go to sleep. We ain't got no power. Are they battery operated?
Oh, you know, what did I just say? That was so stupid.
Thanks for rubbing it in. Jesus.
Okay, fine. My kids will come over and hand fan you. That's what I meant.
That's more like it.
Well, I hope your power comes back on at least
by
the end of the workday today.
Honestly, I got to run home ASAP, like as soon as we get the chance, because if not, I got to figure something else out. We have to leave the boys at daycare.
Yep.
Thankfully, Juanita's daycare got power, so they're going to stay there as long as need be. We got stuff to do, but
dang.
I got to get home and check on the house, check on the dogs,
dang.
Our cat. It's busy. It's hectic. Am I having a great day? No, but we're going to get there. It's okay, y'all.
Dude, well, I'm sorry to hear that, dude. Well, well. I hope it comes back. If anyone at We Energies wants to help DZ specifically, call us.
Who got an extra generator room? I need it. I'm about to go to Harbor Freight and get me a generator for the low. If you know, you know.
Well, we got to get into Am I the Jerk? Sorry. I know we're talking about your crisis.
It's okay.
But I'm actually texting my son right now.
Why?
Because I want him to call in.
Oh, for what? For Am I the Jerk?
Yeah, because of what happened.
Oh, snap. Oh, snap. Are we doing it?
I said, you want to call in? He goes, sure. I go, it has to do with what Nana did when we spent the night there. Let's see if he calls. Okay, Am I the Jerk? You ready for this?
I'm ready for it.
Sorry, I feel like we abruptly went from your trauma to chicken fingers.
I can tell when you stop listening. It's all good, bro. It's all good.
Me
Let's
too well.
To
He's
it.
Like, she's on her phone. She's yeah, checked out of my.
I'm
my
talking
family
to myself
has
here.
No power, but here I am.
I'm struggling, but listen, this Am I the Jerk time. Let's get it. Let's go.
Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so am I the jerk? It happened when I, okay, so if you missed it, oh, there he is. Go ahead, pull him up. It's got to be him. That's got to be him. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Hudson.
Hi, honey. Good morning.
What up, buddy boy?
Hi.
Hello.
Did you know about this Am I the Jerk? Did you know this even happened when we stayed at your Nana and Papa's?
No.
He said, you're going to have to enlighten me, please.
He's about
enlighten
to find out. I told your Nana I was going to use this on the radio, so
Ooh.
It's okay.
Ooh.
So when we went to stay at my ex-in-law's, mm-hmm. It took us in after my family drama. Long story for another day. Hudson, we went out to eat, and you got chicken fingers, right?
Yep.
And you decided not to eat some of them, and you love to take home your food. Do you
oh,
not?
Oh, you a leftovers guy.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
I do.
He
yeah.
will every now and then.
He leaves like half the burger on purpose to take it home.
If it's worth a little snack for later, mm-hmm. I'll save a piece. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like mm-hmm. to savor my bites.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know if you know this, but you brought home chicken fingers when we spent the night there.
Chicken tenders, actually.
Oh, get it right.
My bad.
Get it right.
Chicken tenders.
Fingies, tendies, and nuggies are all different. Get it right.
And we were leaving yeah. to go, you know, to the airport. And when Hudson and Owen were in their room, Nana looked at Papa and said, hey, what do you want for dinner? How about I make a salad and we throw the chicken tenders on top of the salad?
Wait. Hudson's chicken tenders.
Oh. What? I wasn't told about this.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
I realized that. Yeah. We're being enlightened together, my boy. Okay.
So I go, well, what if they want to eat them? And she's like, shh. And I was like, you're right. Screw them. You use them. You take those chicken tenders. You put them on your salad for dinner.
Would encourage her?
Technically, you paid for them, so you know what I'm saying.
What did you say, Hudson?
You encouraged her to take them?
Maybe.
Possibly.
Oh.
I had no involvement, Hudson, just so you know.
So I am the jerk for encouraging. Am I the jerk for encouraging Nana to steal your chicken fingers?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Fine.
That's it. Just, yeah, no
other.
No,
I was going to say, is Nana the jerk for stealing the grandkids' chicken fingers?
That's more what it is.
That's
right
really
there.
What it is.
That's more what it is.
Hudson,
right there.
I didn't know you didn't know about this. Well, the good news is you didn't miss them, okay?
You didn't even realize they were gone until just now.
You can't call your own Nana a jerk, though, Hudson.
He just did.
Hudson.
I mean, I didn't even take them home, so.
See?
Oh, so you're not calling Nana a jerk, you're calling your mama a jerk.
Oh, really?
They're both the jerk.
You better stand on business, boy.
All right, Hudson. Well, thank you for calling in, my 11-year-old. I love you. I hope you have a great day at school today.
I am. It's high interest day.
I know. I'm very excited for you. High interest day is a fun day.
What's high interest day?
Good question. And actually, he's doing some really cool stuff. Tell DZ what high interest day is, Hudson.
It's this day where they bring in like a ton of adults and they all go into like different rooms and they do... And like show off like different cool things, like different careers.
Career day,
oh,
basically.
It's career day.
It's career day. I've done it before where I went in and talked about radio and did all that. Yeah.
See,
so,
I'm too much of an adult. I thought we were overcharging interest rates.
No.
I was like, what's the APR?
No, but
12%? What's going on? Why is it high interest?
Guess what's on his schedule? What do you got on your schedule though, Hudson? Tell him.
I remember three of it. I remember I have quesadilla making, smoothie making, and improv.
What time are all these and do you get a plus one?
He told me quesadilla making is first, and I'm pretty sure smoothies is last.
Hell,
I'm on
yeah.
my way, boy.
Only Hudson signs up for quesadilla making. I love him. And he's doing improv, which he came to see us do improv, yep. so he knows what he's getting into. He'll do great at that.
Shout out Comedy Sports.
Hudson, I think you're going to have a great time at improv, so enjoy your day. I love you.
Okay.
Bye.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye. You know why he was
Oops,
so quiet?
Hung up on him. My bad,
because he was with his dad.
Oh, he's with his pops.
That's why he's so quiet, because his dad's so much more chill. Like, did you not hear the difference? When
yeah.
he's at home with me or by himself, he's totally more reserved with his dad.
I completely just figured he had just woken up or
no,
something.
No, he's
like,
in the car.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he's going, listen, this is mature Hudson on
he's
the
like,
phone.
Dad, I'm talking to your ex-wife. Hold on.
Hey, we'll be back in our conversation
Mom.
In a second. Hold on. We'll get
no.
back to us in
okay.
a second. Hold on.
No, but seriously, so am I the jerk for stealing my grandkids' chicken fingers? I'm not kidding. I looked at my ex-mother-in-law and I go, oh, that's kind of jerky. You're kind of taking the kids' leftovers and not telling them, but I'm encouraging it. And they never knew. So,
they never even realized.
But honestly, taking someone's leftovers, planning to use it at a later meal, knowing damn well they may want those.
Am I wrong for saying?
She's not the jerk because she paid for them.
Hold
Come on.
Sure, yeah. You can go in a nutshell.
But
if we're talking, you know, person to person, adult to adult,
mm-hmm.
say we're roommates, right?
Yes.
I get leftovers. I put them in my fridge.
Oh, it'd be
if
on.
If you take my leftovers,
it'd be on. I would say you were a total jerk.
Those were my two tendies, okay?
Whether I'm going to eat them or not.
Now I'm about to sever your tendies.
Yeah, whether I'm going to eat them or not, yeah.
Yeah.
So, because what happened was my son's grandma, she was like, let's take the chicken fingers that are in the fridge, put them on a salad when the kids are gone later. And so I said, oh, you're going to steal the kids' chicken fingers.
It drastically changes this because they're
yeah.
kids.
Mm-hmm. I know, because it makes it funnier. But
if it was
adults,
we're swinging, bro. I am.
You're so right.
When it's a kid and it's a grandma, it's like, oh no, nana, no.
Take that.
You paid for it. They don't care.
But
they eat enough.
You're right. If it was an adult stealing my leftovers for their salad for dinner, it'd be on.
Had it been your two leftover tendies for the salad,
I would have fought my ex-mother-in-law.
You would have been like, excuse me, nana?
Excuse me?
I know y'all took me in a dire need situation, but are you trying to catch these hands? Uh-huh. Head fit. Head flip. Uh-huh. What? Come on now. If it's adult to adult, we're saying jerk. It's kid to grandparent, so we're saying not.
Not the jerk. 414-533-1037. Somebody said not the jerk. He didn't even know they were gone.
We're petitious because only because it's a kid are we saying it's not the jerk.
But
had
really,
this happened
it is
to
a
you,
jerky thing, yeah.
Nutshell, mm-hmm. it is a jerky
All
thing.
All right. You know what? The phones are blowing up. We're going to talk to you next.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, is Nana the jerk for stealing Hudson's chicken fingers?
She is not in the Christmas Protection Program.
She is not. No, if you missed it, earlier this week, I spent the night at my ex-husband's parents' house, my ex-in-laws, who I get along great with. And, you know, Hudson even at one point said, well, you're not technically family. We were all at dinner, and he says that in front. And I go, yes, we are, because they're your grandparents. So even if I'm not married to your dad, your Nana and Papa are technically related to me because
through y'all.
I have their grandchildren, so
I'm
yeah.
tied to them through you guys.
Yeah,
so
yes, we are.
They're also my nana and papa.
And I went to their house when my parents weren't nice.
I knew them first.
It's funny. It's funny. No, seriously. So, okay, listen. We were staying at my ex-in-laws in Florida, which is a whole other story.
Jokes aside, if you missed it, listen back.
Long story, and it was actually traumatic. But Nana stole Hudson's chicken fingers. She planned to use them later for dinner. She's like, let's put them on a salad.
Why
but
not?
Hudson didn't know she was going to take them.
Hudson was offended.
He found out on mm-hmm. Am I the Jerk today. Melissa, Melissa and Kenosha. Let's go to her first. Yeah. She's got her own theme song. Oh my gosh, she's calling again. Despacito. That's right.
Yes, I am calling again.
No response. He never heard nobody.
When she finally called back for the first time, I was like, I forgot about you. I even forgot what your song was. Now we're back, baby.
You're back, baby. You're
Woo!
Back.
Well, you're back.
Jerk.
We're back
you.
And ready to go.
Right.
Jerk or not the jerk for stealing the grandkids' chicken tenders?
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Stealing food. She said, not the jerk.
Is it because it is a grandbaby?
In your fridge and there's no name. Free game.
Dang, it even rhymes. So you know it's true.
You know what? I'm going to steal that.
If
I've never heard that.
In your fridge and it's got no name, free game.
I'm going to put that on the work fridge now.
If
it's
that
on.
Doesn't go next to my live, laugh, luff at home, oh my.
That's how we do it in our house.
It's
like,
going
if
under
you don't
my
put your name
house.
On your food.
Yeah.
If you don't put your name on like your to-go box, then anyone can eat it.
If it's in the fridge. Hey, low-key, I do hear this, though. When you're in a collective household, I hear it.
It's a loophole, and I don't like it. You're creating a loophole, and I don't support it.
My kids eat chicken tenders all the time.
No.
My 3-year-old and 5-year-old eat chicken tenders all the time. Right. There's times where those chicken tenders have sat in that fridge for like 2 or 3
days.
And they don't even know that they're there.
Mama,
so you just kind of spice it up with something else.
Mm-hmm. Don't get me started on paying for chicken fingers and how many times I paid for peanut butter and jelly at Panera. Don't even get me started, okay? I'm going to snap. Goodbye.
That's why she's saying not the jerk.
We need to hang out, Allie. Our kids would be good, even though mine are 3 and 5. They'd be great together.
Girl. I'll bring mine, too. We'll bring all the babies.
I can feel you through the phone right now. I feel you,
I don't even know how many times I'm like, hey, girls, what do you want for dinner? Chicken nuggets and french fries.
Can
we have something else, please?
Can we mix it up?
Girl, don't give me... goodbye. I'm getting triggered. I'm getting parent triggered.
We're going to see you soon.
She's triggering me on food right now because of my kids. Telling you these kids and what they eat.
But that makes sense why she's going, not the jerk. How many times have these strips done sat in that fridge knowing dang well these kids are going to forget about them and ask for a hamburger or something else later?
Brittany in Menominee Falls texted in and said, jerk, my family used to take my food all the time. To this day, I hide my food and it drives my husband nuts.
Squirreling
but that's probably because he wants to eat it too. I'm so happy Teddy's on the phone. Teddy's on the phone in Shorewood. A kid.
Oh, kid Teddy.
Let's go.
Young and Teddy.
Hi.
Hi. Teddy, you're so perfect for this. Am I the jerk?
How old are you, Teddy?
Sure.
12, right?
12 turning 13?
I am 12.
Yes.
You said I'm a grown man in this topic, yo.
All right, Teddy. Do you think Nana's the jerk for stealing Hudson's chicken fingers and not telling him?
All the way. Jerk.
All the way. Don't play with me or my fingers.
Go on, Teddy. Speak. Represent.
I speak for Hudson. He doesn't have a word in this. I'm just speaking for him. These are my chicken tendies. I'm sure, like, a 3 and 5-year-old would, like, forget about it, but, like, an 11 and 12-year-old, I don't think they would forget.
Amen.
I do tend to agree with you, man. Yeah, by 12, I knew my leftovers were in that fridge and I wanted them.
And, Teddy, you heard Hudson on the air, probably. You heard he was like, what? He was like, he had no idea.
Yes.
Yeah, and then he was upset with me for encouraging it. No,
but also, it took until today for him to realize that they were actually gone, so he had not noticed
and did not
miss them.
Teddy says jerk.
But Teddy's still saying jerk because even though he forgot about him, still his tendies.
How are you going to come for Nana like that, Teddy?
Huh? Teddy, would you say jerk to your Nana?
Yes.
10 toes, Teddy.
All
ain't
right,
no folding you, my boy. You
You're
on business.
Great.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for calling, Teddy. You've been a delight.
Bye.
Later, man.
I love it. Because Teddy will call in on like adult ones, and I'll be like,
Teddy,
this ain't the one for you.
Teddy.
But this was the perfect Am I the Jerk for Teddy to chime in on.
When you know your audience, my boy.
He knows what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Emily's in Milwaukee. Last but not least, I want to pull her up. She's going to be the tiebreaker today. Should have known a kid was going to make it split down the middle.
Of course.
But you had a point. Stealing food is no joke.
No.
Like, we laugh because it's a kid, but had it been adults, it would have been fights.
And even Teddy brought up a great point. A 3, 5-year-old, my kids, Danny, 2 years old, Sammy, 4 years old. Yeah, I'm taking their tendies. You've got older children.
Mm-hmm.
Your 11 and 13-year-old are going to go, whoa, 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 whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Where are them chicken fingers?
Right, exactly. Mm. Well, Emily, you're up. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
I just want you to know that Outkast is your theme song. The other day, Hudson asked me if I ever heard of Outkast.
Boy, don't get backhanded in this car.
Are you asking me about my people?
You mean Big Boy, 3 stacks.
Andre 3000, what do you want? Let's talk.
Talk about the dungeon.
Yeah.
Go sit down.
The generational gap was very vivid at that moment when he asked me if I ever heard of Outkast.
Said boy, bye.
I digress.
Boy,
anyway.
Bye. I got the purple CD with the girl with the afro.
We listen
boy,
to Rosa bye. Parks on repeat, okay?
Boy.
Anyway.
Boy.
Emily, seriously, you're the tiebreaker today.
So I've, as an adult, lived with my dad who loves to steal all my leftovers, especially pizza. So in that sense, I'm like, yeah, that'd be a jerky. But this is about the grandparent. And you did encourage them. And again, Hudson didn't remember. So I'm going to say not the jerk because I feel like those would have went to waste had she not done that.
That's a good spin. She didn't waste food. Smart.
True.
Yeah.
Which
and
is another generational thing. We would have thrown it out and Nana and Papa would found a way to use it on something like a salad.
But she also planned on using
it
without having told Hudson. She was like, hey, don't tell nobody nothing about these chicken strips. Those are claims.
She's like, hey, honey, the kids are leaving. We're going to use their chicken fingers on a salad later. But And what was funny was, actually, true story, I should have brought this up with Hudson on the phone. At one point, he brought them, I don't think he remembered this. He did say something about them, about maybe snacking on them. And I remember going, we're going out to dinner.
You distracted him?
Yeah, and she's like, no, we're going to go eat.
Oh, my heart's so torn on this. It's my, you distracted him.
We did.
He wanted his leftovers.
He did want them, but he did want them.
Hudson, I got to hold you down. Ten toes, my boy. You the jerk, Nana's the jerk, and Papa's the jerk for not holding him down. All y'all are jerks.
The kid eats fine. Come
all
on.
All y'all are jerks.
We got other food.
We eat five meals a day. Come jerks. On, he's fine.
You're a jerk. You're
jerk.
A jerk.
Jerk.
You're a jerk.
All right,
jerk.
Emily, jerk. We love you. Have a great day.
I love you guys. See you later.
Peace. Much love.
Not the jerk.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Thank you, guys.
You're a jerk.
Nope. I wonder if Hudson's still listening. I don't know. I haven't heard from him.
Exactly. How'd Allie get blocked by her 11-year-old?
You don't think his dad wants to listen to his ex-wife on the radio? I'm kidding, you guys. Of course he doesn't. Are you kidding me? I don't care how good we get along. They're not listening. Trust me.
I was like, I ain't touching that one.
They're not listening. No, but seriously. Okay, now we have to rotate. USA. We have the last chance at Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival tickets. And then we have Dumpster Fire Dating. And there was an update with Orphan Boy yesterday. I didn't even think I was going to have an update. Oh, there's an update.
Just want y'all to understand that I mean no offense when I say Orphan Boy. Please don't take it.
I didn't take it. You were worried people were going to be offended, but I... Orphan, there are children in foster care. There are children that need homes. But an orphanage? I can't even find an orphanage.
It's more the orphan boy. Somebody hit me and was like, bro, you can't be slighting, you know, orphanages, people that need, you know, families, whatever. I was like, I'm not slighting nobody. It's the word of orphan and boy put together.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, that's not the case. But I just want everybody to understand. I'm not me.
I would feel worse if we were like, you know, I don't know.
Listen, if people could take offense in anything, I just like to elaborate.
We could just call him OB. I mean,
all right.
Why not?
OB.
Sounds like my OBGYN, but okay.
Orphan boy it is. Okay. Harley tickets.
Let's go. 414. Let's just give away these tickets. Enough. I'm walking into a hole.
Allie, wow.
414-533-1037. It is Friday. Wow. Let's go with caller 25. 414-533-1037. Good luck. Whoops. Had to get her off her Bluetooth. She was really loud. 103.7 Kiss FM. I'm talking about Maureen in Milwaukee. Pull her up. Hey, Maureen.
Love the name. Love the alliteration. Morning.
Hey. Oh, shoot. Where'd she go? There she is. Maureen, girl. Hey. Hey, we're on the air.
Oh, she hitting the dead zone. That's why.
We're on the air. Hey, girl. How are ya?
Good.
We're making it happen today.
Yeah, it's our last day to give away these Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival tickets, and there's two-day passes, so they're good for 2 days. And Maureen, congratulations, you're going.
Thank you so much. I am so excited. I've been calling all week.
Well, you're in Milwaukee. You ever been to the Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival?
I haven't, but I live on the east side, so I'm going.
She be hearing the Harleys all the time. It's time for her to go be on one.
Well,
yeah.
Tickets aren't cheap. I mean, it's a full-day festival, so, I mean, they're like...
Multi-day festival.
You're getting... There's like $400 or $500 just in two tickets alone, so you're getting a good deal with these two-day Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival tickets. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Seriously. You can just... She didn't even have to Uber. She can just walk to Veterans Park on the July 11th and 12th.
Seriously. Or meet
and
a friend. Like,
walk
are
back
you,
up the hill if you're crazy.
See
but,
all the Harleys and be like, let me hop on the back of one of them bad boys. You go, yeah, let me bring me down there. I'm going
give
too.
Me
come
a
on,
ride
come
up
on.
The hill because I don't want to walk up. End I up, walk down.
End up in a passenger cart. Oh, Maureen, you're going to have a good time.
Girl, have
or
a
Or you could
great
just ride.
Time.
You could just steal somebody's motorcycle. Rum,
yeah.
Rum. Don't tell them I told you to do it, though.
Well, Maureen, I'm excited. I'm excited for you. Hold on because I actually need to get more info from her. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
Maureen, all right,
okay,
don't all right, hang up. On, don't hang up.
Perfect.
I really do need to get more info. Can
Got
you
her.
Give me like two and a half minutes, and then I will tell you. Ooh, I haven't heard The Weeknd in a minute, though.
Well, what you trying to hear,
man? Oh, wait,
man.
I don't care. Any of them. Just play me a short song, a two-minute song. I got to get her info, and then I'll tell you what happened, because I was shocked when Orphan Boy called me on the telephone yesterday.
He te llamó? En el teléfono?
Sí. Sí, señor.
He called you through the phone?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, OB in the house.
I went, hola. Oh,
she said, hola, ¿cómo está? He said, konnichiwa.
Stop it.
All right, you get 2 minutes, 27 seconds.
Two
That
and then I'll tell you next. Hold on.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
Well, I didn't expect an update today. I really didn't think anything was going to happen because Owen had an orchestra concert last night, so I had no date plans.
Mm-hmm.
I'd gone out with this new guy on Wednesday. We talked about it yesterday, why he had me crying in the first 10 minutes.
Good crying, though.
Good crying, laughing crying, because of a lot of misunderstandings. And yesterday, yesterday we were texting, and he was texting, you know, the good morning, all the stuff.
Cute little whatevers.
Yeah, how are ya? Yeah. You know, what's going on? And he was listening to us talk about him, remember?
Oh, yeah, he reached out. That's how I was like, there was going to be an update? Because he reached out while we were talking about him on air.
On the air and he was texting me.
Yep.
Remember?
Yep.
And I was joking about it. Well, I could see us definitely being friends and I don't know and, you know. And so yesterday he sent me a text and said, you ever have days where you're just incredibly cranky for no reason? I said, is it because you got friend zoned?
You did not. You said that?
We have such a good banter. I could. That's what I'm saying. This is the kind. I need a guy I can talk to like
somebody
that.
Somebody you can rib like that.
No,
yeah.
But the guys don't understand. It gets taken the wrong way.
Sure.
And a lot of people don't have thick skin.
Well, and they don't want to be offensive or be offended, so they're like weird about it. And when you're first courting, you definitely don't want to say the wrong thing because then you can be creepy.
Right.
As we found out a couple days ago.
Exactly. So then he said, yeah, you ruined my week. I said, I'm kidding. When you want to go out again? He says, Saturday.
Saturday?
Yeah, I go, I'll think about it.
That means yes.
So, anyway, then he called me.
On the phone.
On the phone. And it was crazy because I saw the phone ring and I go, what the?
So you exchanged numbers with him, right?
When we went, because remember, I don't give guys my number. But
people might not know this about you.
After the first date, if I want to see you again or if I want to keep in touch, I'll give you my phone number.
Then you get the green light.
But otherwise, it's because I remember, do you remember you probably don't remember, but I went on a date with a guy, I don't know, a month or two ago. And afterwards, he's like, so can I have your number now? And I was like, I don't know. And I never gave him my number, and I never went out with him again. Long story, but it does happen.
Yeah.
It's rare, because if I actually get to a point where I'm going out with you, we're probably going to be fine.
Need information from each other. Yeah, because I'm not going to keep hitting you on Snapchat or Instagram. Mm-hmm. That just feels weird when you're actually talking to somebody. Mm-hmm. Right.
So when he called me on the phone, I was like, oh, God, this is serious.
Yeah.
New thing unlocked. I mean, I can think of guys, we weren't talking on the phone till months in every day. You know what I mean?
Did you answer?
Yeah. Oh. Which even really surprised me.
That's why I'm like, because I
don't care. I couldn't believe I answered.
I'm not a big answer the phone guy.
Same.
Unless I feel like it's an important conversation like that.
But I saw his name and I was like, he's calling me. This is like a new step.
Made your heart skip a beat?
I don't know if it skipped a beat. I just thought, this is
we're
moving forward.
Huh.
We're talking on the phone. We're building we're building here.
Sure.
We're going to stay friends at least. So I was like, hello? He's like, what's going on? I go, you called me? He's like, why do people hate talking on the phone? I go, I don't know. It's fine. What up?
No, right. So I just wasn't expecting it.
I just wasn't expecting it. But it isn't, to me, phone talking is intimate because you're talking, you're getting to know each other.
You
it's got
each
nothing.
Voices. Yep.
Voices. It's got nothing to do with physical,
nope.
Right? It's
you can hear
all,
inflection, though, so you
all
get
emotional.
Things across better. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I was like, this is different, but this is good.
Mm-hmm.
Just like when I was talking to BBL Boo on the phone all the time. That helped our relationship actually build a lot better.
Y'all talked on the phone all the time.
And I felt really comfortable and got to know him. And then when we finally started dating, it made sense, you know?
Until it didn't.
But that's another topic. So when he called me on the phone, I went, oh my gosh, this is like a new step.
Yeah.
We're only 2 days in. This is a new step, my guy. We're talking on the phone?
He's a phone talker then.
He's totally a phone. Yeah. He's a talker.
How long did y'all talk on the phone for?
Not long. Actually, let's look.
Check the call
Let's
log.
Look.
What did the stenographer say? Oh.
Well, I didn't tell you what he said on the phone. What
did he say on the phone?
This is what's so funny. Yesterday, I almost said his real name. 11 minutes. 11 minutes.
That's a solid conversation.
So he calls me.
That's more than just a, hey, how you doing?
But it wasn't just a call.
What do you mean? How is it more than just
a call? It wasn't just a call.
What do you mean?
What he said next, I was not prepared for.
Did he make you cry again?
No.
Okay.
But he caught me off guard.
Oh.
And I'll tell you what he said next.
All right.
Hold on, everybody.
This will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
So where was I? So there he is. So orphan boy OB calls me. And I was like, whoa, we've only had switched numbers for a day and he's calling me. This is a new step.
Less than 24 hours and you calling me on the phone, my boy?
We're talking on the phone. This is intimate now.
Mm-hmm.
This is serious.
Mm-hmm.
And on the who talks on the phone?
He's out here trying to be like Soulja Boy. Bow Wow.
But then what he said next blew my mind.
What?
So we're talking and he goes, so what is your kid's schedule? Because we hadn't even talked about that. Because the first night of our date, all we talked about was him, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
He was sharing all his stories because he wanted to know.
I wanted to know. So he was like, what's your kid's schedule? And I was like, well, and I was telling him, you know, oh, every other weekend, 50-50, you know, I have my kids these nights, I don't have my kids. And he goes, so you don't have your kids tonight? And I go, no, but Owen's got an orchestra concert. This was last night.
I don't got them, but I'm going to see them.
Yeah, it's Owen's final 7th grade orchestra concert
for the year.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
I missed it again.
Next year you come.
We didn't have no power at the house, so it really didn't matter.
Busy.
But dang it, bro.
It's fine. It was, okay. You know, they congratulate all the seniors and orchestra. It was that kind of night. So I was busy.
I'll go by senior year for sure.
Yeah. So I said, well, I got my son's orchestra concert tonight anyway. So there are nights where I don't have my kids, but I'm busy. Yep. Like tonight.
Or
I have friends with my friends. I have plans with my friends. Whatever.
Whatever.
And he goes, oh, well, do you want to hang out after? And
I go, he said, you ain't got no kids.
And I go, and I'm thinking we had a date on Saturday. I go, well, I don't know. He's like, no, let's hang out after. You want to hang out for a little bit after?
Why not?
He's like, we can just hang. And I was like, okay. I was so not prepared, but I was like, all right, I'm in. What the hell?
What does hang out mean though? Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, cause you know,
it didn't feel like
anybody could say hang out.
It didn't feel
you're trying to just watch a TV show or something.
It didn't.
Maybe watch a movie.
Oh, you're saying he was Netflix and chilling it with me?
You know,
he was trying to
Disney,
trying to get me
trying
in
to Disney and do it. You know what I'm saying? Trying to Hulu and hook
there
up.
There was no doubt. Gotta write these down.
Trying to Paramount and play with them. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I'm done.
I watch Bravo. What are we doing with Bravo?
Or Bravo and Bras Off. What's up?
Discovery Plus.
Discovery and Deep Sea Diving. What's up?
D-hunting.
Oh, I don't know.
All right, no, seriously. So basically, he says, listen to this. He was out of town, right?
Ooh,
he's out of town. So he says, you want to hang out after your orchestra concert and I'm back in town? And I'm like, yeah. And then it hailed last night.
The storm was crazy.
There was a tornado.
It knocked my power out.
Yeah. I went in, and this is, you're going to laugh at this. I went into Owen's orchestra concert, and think about this. They're playing. I'm tired. It's 8 o'clock at night. It's raining, and they're playing the sweetest sounds on cellos and violins. They put me to sleep in a good way. It was the most relaxing, beautiful concert. And I go, ooh. I just went to a symphony concert. I'm ready to go to bed now, man. It did not wind me up. It wound me down.
Yeah. No, of course
it did.
Think
about it. We listened. They played
lulled to sleep.
I got lulled to sleep by the orchestra. It was beautiful, man.
And not in a boring way because it's like, wait, is this over yet?
It was
more like a, wow, this is serene.
Like at one point, I put my hand on I put my face on my hand, like my cheek. And I was just like,
let me just listen with my eyes closed.
This is so relaxing.
I just want to feel the music.
Well, the seventh grade orchestra is a little clunky, but the high school orchestra was phenomenal. So
together.
I'm sitting there going, this is really good.
So, ooh, y'all sound like music.
This is really good. So I'm like, oh, jeez. Okay, the high school. Because it's not boring. It's just relaxing.
Yeah.
So I'm driving home from the orchestra concert. I'm like, I don't want to go I just want to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And he was totally cool about it. He was like, yeah, no problem.
Ellie said, I'm just trying to Netflix at night, bro. Yeah, forget all that.
I'm like, good night, nighty night.
Yeah,
nighty night
for sure.
So then I crashed.
So y'all didn't end up hanging out?
We didn't end up hanging out. No,
boo.
But I would like to see him this weekend. So we'll see.
Oh, that's right. Y'all are set to
hang out on Saturday. But here's the thing.
Where y'all going?
I don't know.
Say it real quick.
Nope.
Before you think about me asking the question. No, where are you guys going to be at?
Nope.
Dang it.
No.
Fine, whatever.
I will say this. You know what he told me?
What?
He said his sister listened to the segment yesterday because his sister lives here. I go, God, this is what I forget.
Older sister or younger sister?
I think older.
You
I think older.
You got big sister listening.
I know.
Oh, snap.
This happened with another guy.
Hey.
This scares me. Nature Boy's sister always listened. And I was like, you got to tell her to stop.
Yeah, you got big sister.
If anything
sister.
Goes wrong, she's going to kill me.
You got big sister listening. And she's big sister
and
listening.
And all I'm worried about is the women anyway. You know I'm here for the ladies. So I'm like,
obviously.
Forget him.
Girl, I'm worried about you.
Girl, am I okay?
Sisters before misters always, even when a mister's your brother.
This is what's weird about our job, though, is like, you get so scared to meet people's families.
Sure.
But they're already listening.
They're already there.
This is what's so weird about our job.
You are all of a sudden, you walking down the hall, you don't even realize it.
They already know us.
They know who we are.
And I forget. You go in all scared, and I'm like, your sister can't listen?
Yeah,
and then I'm like,
she can.
Oh, she already knows.
She already does.
Okay, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, it takes the pressure off, I guess.
Does it?
No. Imposter syndrome? What? 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
No way she has imposter syndrome.
Who are we talking about?
Did you see who made the cover of Sports Illustrated, which used to be the biggest deal to make the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit? They used the swimsuit edition. They used to have a whole like documentary movie thing on it every year.
It was
a whole thing. Remember? Mm-hmm. It'd be like, here is the reality show.
Yep.
Who is it gonna be? And then it's like a hot chick in a swimsuit.
And you're like,
you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yay. Woo. Whatever. Well, this year on the cover of Sports Illustrated in her swimsuit is 58-year-old Salma Hayek.
Salma Hayek's 58?
Mm-hmm. Dang. You wouldn't know it looking at her because she looks fine. But
yeah, no, Salma Hayek's put together for 58 for sure.
I wanted to talk about her being on the cover at this age because I find it really interesting because I've seen all the headlines about it just blows my mind. Every time they do the sexiest man alive and they put up like a George Clooney on People magazine or whatever,
the
right?
Silver Foxes?
The Silver Foxes. The George Clooney's the, I'm blank on his name, Milverine. Oh my God. The
Hugh Jackmans?
Thank you. The Hugh Jackmans. Thank you for bringing up
Idris
hot old men. Thank you for bringing up the hot old men in Hollywood. Thank
you.
Got
you, dog.
When they put those up, we just go, oh, Patrick Dempsey made the cover. Never does it say 58-year-old Patrick Dempsey made the Sports Illustrated cover. It just says he made the cover.
Really?
But every time a woman's old and she makes it, we sure do have to put her age up, don't we?
Big bold
letters.
They
never say George Clooney made the cover of Sexiest Man Alive at 60. No, they just go, look at this silver fox. And now it's like, it's all about her being 58. And I go, I've had it. But Salma Hayek said she felt like an imposter.
Weren't we just ribbing on like Robert De Niro because he was having kids so old?
And he was like 80.
Like 80?
Yeah.
We were like,
I guess that's true. That was a little
80.
Bit of ageism. But I actually don't regret saying that because your kids are never going to know you. you're just setting them up for no father. My God.
They're going to see you in pictures and be like, when did grandma pass? Or when did grandpa die? He's like, that was
right?
a daddy.
Right?
Okay, anyway.
Well,
jokes.
Salma Hayek said she didn't 58. Even. She agreed to do the Sports Illustrated cover. And then she regretted it immediately and thought,
Whoa, she was like, I can't
do this. I'm not hot enough. I'm an imposter. I shouldn't be here. Sports Illustrated sent her 200 swimsuits to try on.
No way.
She picks out 100 of them. They all have to be altered to fit her perfectly for this is how much goes into this cover. They all have to be altered to fit her.
I didn't know this was a thing.
This is a thing. She says she gets on the plane and the suitcase gets lost.
The one with all the swimsuits in it?
And she had to go shoot this whole shoot with extra swimsuits.
That weren't altered?
That never made it to the shoot.
Yo.
And even the producer was like, I was worried because they filmed it all in Mexico.
So she's already worried about how she's got imposter syndrome. I'm not good looking enough. I'm 58. And then things keep happening. So now she's really going, look.
So her confidence is screwed.
Look at the universe going, yeah, you shouldn't be here. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be here, Selma.
Yeah. She said she was really nervous showing up. And then it happened and she did it and she was good. She said, this is my land. I'm 58. My generation, especially Mexican women, we thought we were going to be dismissed at 35. And yep. I got so excited. I felt really free. I put on Bad Bunny. I started dancing. I loved it. So anyway, I just wanted to bring that up, DZ, because I was fascinated by how great Salma Hayek looks. But I was also irritated that it's everything I see is about her age, not Salma Hayek's on the cover. It's 58-year-old Salma Hayek's on the cover. I'm like, screw y'all.
Why can't it just be
such
Salma
ageism,
Hayek?
You know? But it would never. It's a society we live in. We're not there yet.
Question: do you think it's because she does look so good? Because normally somebody that looks 58, wouldn't say, "Hey, they're 58."
100%.
But the reality is, Salma Hayek looks about 38.
Amazing.
Still.
She looks amazing.
I'd argue mid 40s at the absolute maximum.
As someone who's now had work done, I've done all my skin removal surgeries, and I even asked them. They took the skin off my eyes, which is a whole side note, if you had to follow along with my surgeries, as someone who, I get Botox, all these things, I look at celebrities and I'm like,
ain't no way
you're
not.
You've had work done.
Ain't no way
yes, honey.
Come on now.
Now that I know like my age and what our face starts to do, I'm like, there's very few celebrities I truly believe that look that good.
That haven't done a single thing at 58.
There's no way. Like the J-Lo's, I used to think, I was like, there's no way.
How'd you find the fountain of youth?
There's no way. But same thing with guys. I mean, you can tell some of these dudes get Botox. I can tell all the male actors get Botox. I can tell you, just look at their foreheads. Yeah.
100%.
So I see these guys as well, and I'm like, oh, he had work done. That guy had work done. They just don't talk about it.
Why would you?
Because there's no way your face is that smooth at 60.
But then
there's no way.
Then when you look that good, though, and it looks quote unquote natural, that's when people go, wow. Selma Hayek,
yeah.
Swimsuit, cover, mm-hmm. Sports Illustrated at 58.
But like, I can see letters. Like Selma Hayek is just, she looks so young. She clearly has Botox, but like she has some skin around her cheeks where I'm like, she's not had a facelift. I don't think she's had a facelift.
No.
I can tell from some of the skin on her face. So I'm like, I don't know. She's just beautiful.
I think she looks rather young, especially for her age for sure. But I do get the concept that women's age is always attached to so much more drastically paired with looks. You look so good for your age. Granted, when you see a brother out and about that you're like, you're 70, what?
Well, you want me to
ain't no way.
You talk
when we met Roger. Tell me Roger doesn't
Roger.
Look. Roger does
in
not
Milwaukee.
Look. The R-O-G-E-R, he's got his own theme song. Mm-hmm. If you don't know, now you know.
So
let's go. He does not look like he is retiree age.
No.
This man still looks like he is in the midst of his career. And he said, boy, I'm older than some of the boxers you got on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or I got boxers older than you type.
Mm-hmm.
That's Roger. He doesn't look like that.
Full disclosure, I'll get vulnerable. Talk about me being a woman in my industry. Men, I've watched men host morning shows till they were 60.
Oh.
You know, I haven't seen a woman. You know, it'll be interesting. You see the Wendy Williams, but think about it. It's always been okay for old men to host radio shows.
Dang.
Think about that. Women get pushed out. So I think about this a lot. Like, I think about the gender roles, the age, all these things, you know?
Yeah.
It's interesting. The world's evolving, thank God.
The world is evolving.
That's the good thing. Because, like I said, I wouldn't have hosted the show 20 years ago. Now I'm hosting. The world evolves. Like, it changes. And I'm happy about that.
Of course.
But.
Necessary change.
Women, there's an ageism thing for sure with women and men. And you don't, until you get older is when you really realize it. You're like, wow.
I think you either, you know, stay with it,
mm-hmm.
you get with it, or you got to get gone.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, looks are sometimes way more attached to that for a female perspective and way
up.
Of life.
And women talk about this
man.
In Hollywood all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The second you're not young, hot, mm-hmm. you know, the new it,
or
you
look
move.
Hot
or right.
At 60, like Salma Hayek.
Exactly.
You're out. Yeah.
And even then, she's no longer, you know, the A-lister that she mm-hmm. arguably was
no.
back in the day
mm-mm.
when she was doing the Zorro flicks, when she was in all these movies, when she was in Spy Kids.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. This is Selma Hayek now, arguably the retiree.
Yeah.
The grandmother.
Yeah.
She's in a different stage in her life.
360.
And you're just going, dang, Selma Hayek is still a baddie.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because you don't see her anymore like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she's got the imposter syndrome. Yet we still got George Clooney's, the Patrick Dempsey's,
but,
the whatever's. In
he's
movies.
So fine. And we don't bring up how old. I couldn't tell you how old George Clooney is right now because it never gets brought up.
You do, but it's more attractive. You know what I'm saying? It's attractive because, like, he's still taken care of. Ooh, even with the peppered gray, look at him, right? You come on now. A woman would sit here and let her hair gray
mm-hmm.
and she'd age. Let Selma Hayek let them grays come in. Tell me,
nope,
she, ain't,
that
tell
would
me
never
she ain't
happen.
Got a touch of gray in her hair right now. I know she's got grays
that would
at
never
58.
Happen.
The second she lets some of them hairs gray, she's aged immediately. Now she looks 60.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
since her hair is still, you know, platinum
See?
Black. And Selma Hayek like it was in the 90s
because
Selma
Hayek's hair is probably not black anymore.
It's not. I guarantee
it's not,
you
that's
it's not.
What I'm getting at again. It's not black anymore. There's gray in there, right?
More than just a touch.
You can call or text 414-533-1037. It's up to you if you want to chime in. I just had to go off for a second because it upset me. But Sarah and McGuanago said, that's so true, Allie. They always focus on the women's ages. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true. Like, there's an ageism thing, but I don't think it's a secret. I think we just don't talk about it that much. But it was when I got triggered by this Selma Hayek. Oh, she got the Sports Illustrated cover at 58. I'm like, oh, you just had to put her age in there, didn't you?
Yeah.
You just couldn't. She's on it, but it's what's cool is she's old, guys. Look. And look how good she looks. Not just, but a guy. You'd never put their age. You'd never.
Yeah.
Somebody said Selma being old enough to be my mom, but she was a girl crush when I was 8.
That's
my
wild.
Brain is not computing.
You can't comprehend that, right? It's wild, ain't it?
That's what Heather and Franklin texted in. Girl, you're funny.
We talking Selma.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next. Oh, she's triggered. 103.7 Kiss FM. Hallie and DZ. We should just get right.
What?
We're talking about Selma Hayek at 58 being on the cover of Sports Illustrated, and I just ruined it by saying her age, but I had to because that's the problem here.
Why you say she? Why are you referring to yourself in third person?
You know who's on the phone.
Oh, not you, she.
Not me.
Oh, she.
Another lady that loves to call in, and we love her. Saucy Sandra's on the phone.
And she's different.
I just said, why? You know, when George Clooney's on a cover, nobody puts, look how good 60-year-old George or 65-year-old George Clooney looks. But they sure do put Selma Hayek.
I'm not trying to talk her
dismiss. I am so triggered here, guys.
But I feel like I've seen the covers when it's like, Patrick Dempsey at 60 looks great.
Well,
like, I feel like I've seen it.
Google. Let's call.
Yeah, I don't think so. It is such a double standard. Yeah. It is so gross and disgusting. Okay, considering I have a milestone birthday this weekend, and happy birthday to you as well this weekend, Allie.
Oh, thank you. Mine's next week. But yes, happy birthday, Sunday.
Well, Monday, close enough.
No, Tuesday. Yours is on.
Is it Tuesday?
Yeah, it's okay. It's the 20th. Oh, okay. Yours is on the 17th, right?
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Sauce.
Thank you. Yeah. But the double standard is so disgusting, like, between men and women. Like, and what it's okay for men to do compared to women, especially when you look back in the day at, like, old TV programs. I seen this one the other day. I was all creeped out and grossed out. Like, these children, and the host was all like, oh, if you give me a kiss, then you'll win or something like that. And it's like,
it's Family Feud.
I cannot believe,
Do you remember the guy, I was telling Hudson about this, there was a host on Family Feud who kissed every single woman on the lips.
Yeah.
Have you never seen this guy, DZ?
I know it ain't Steve Harvey,
it's
so
disgusting.
Who are you talking about?
No, it was in the 70s and 80s.
Oh, the original
he
dude?
He kissed every woman. You can
it
find,
is
go
so
look up the
gross
video.
And
the
disgusting.
Guy was named Richard something, Richard Dawson. He would literally kiss married women. He would walk up and on the lips. It's on every.
Was it like a colloquial hello where he's from?
Every single Family Feud episode. Google it. It's disgusting. And he would kiss
them on
the lips.
I mean, maybe that stuff was going on with women too, but I ain't never seen anything like that.
Women just did it probably back then. Now we're like, you can't kiss me or touch me.
Right now it's okay for us to open our mouths.
I know in some cultures that it's different, right? Like, we're pretty common to kiss on the cheek in Colombian cultures and say hello to everybody, whether married, single, or other. All grown or child, you say hello, you greet, you kiss on the cheek. But I don't know.
That's a kiss
on
the cheek.
A kiss on the cheek is different than a kiss on the lips.
That's what I'm saying. That's a little too much.
Anyway, we're getting sidetracked on that guy.
Hey, I'm just listening. I'm just a part of the conversation with you guys.
Now I got to show him the guy that used to kiss every woman because it's so gross.
Yeah, it's so gross. It really is.
It's unbelievable.
But, like, even, like, them saying, oh, look at this woman at this age. Like, give me a break. Like, let me you at that age and everything like that. I think it was, there was this famous actress, and she was like being interviewed, and they're like, well, how are you going to feel when you're in your 60s? And she's like, you know, I don't even understand why that big of a deal and why it even get brought up. Because
who cares?
You guys don't do that for you guys.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are making it so, like, my worth is depleting the older I get. I'm sorry, the older I get, the better I get. So that's my idea.
And actually, I concur with that. That's for sure. Yes, the older I get, the smarter I get, the wiser I get. I make less bad choices. Yeah.
I mean, that's how it should be. I hope.
Right? Most definitely. And better looking. Sorry.
You lost me because I was Googling this nasty guy on Family Feud who used to kiss everybody. Sorry, I got sidetracked.
No, get it.
Moral of the story. Stop telling people how old they are and why they look so good for the age they are. Can we just say you look good regardless of age?
That would be fine with me.
That'd be great. Thank you, DZ.
Yeah.
Age, weight, anything. Like, you look good for weighing that much.
Look good. Yes. Let's stop on the back half of that sentence.
You just look good.
Period.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
It is Friday, and you know, it didn't feel like Friday till, well, I do have my laundry day clothes on, but it didn't feel like Friday until just now, DZ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know why?
Because it's a feel-good type vibe right now.
Mm, not because of dumpster fire dating, which is already over.
No, that's done. If you miss it, listen back on the Odyssey app.
Oh, what's that?
What's that crumpling, Allie? Is that you got
flour,
candy?
I got flowers.
No, you got flowers
from a married man.
Whoa! Wait a second.
Should I tell his wife? Did you know your husband gave me flowers?
She's like, girl, I picked them out.
Ironically, she's in here. All right, welcome to the show. He is one of our regulars, and he asked weeks ago to come by and be on. He's like, when can I come by the station? And as long as you plan ahead, make an appointment.
We can make it work.
We can make it work. Welcome to the show. He's got his own theme song. Shoop. John Shoop, to be exact. Shoop, baby. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
He brought his son, Emerson. Hi, Emerson. Oh, we had to turn your
mic
on.
My boy. Go ahead.
Look at you. He's ready to go. Emerson
said,
was like, let's
on?
Go. Hi, Born Emerson. How are you?
What's going on? I'm good.
Good. Why are you guys in baseball jerseys? You got baseball today?
We were just twinning today.
So. I love it.
It's a twin day?
It's banana baseball. So if those are familiar with banana baseball, we're the party animal kind of people.
Y'all are party animal fans. Yes.
Are those the baseball players that dance?
Yes.
I love that. That's
the banana
fun ball.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
absolutely.
Shoop, you asked to come in and visit us, and we said, heck yeah, because we talk to you all the time on the air. We talk to Emerson as well.
Appreciate that.
And we love talking to you. And so he came in and he brought me flowers.
He did.
And
a Diet Coke.
I said, oh, you know me so well.
He does because
thanks for letting your husband bring me flowers and Diet Coke, Drea. I appreciate you.
He knows me well too because he hooked me up with the little Kit Kat Super King pack, which I did not know existed, Shoop. So you just put me on the game.
I didn't know there was a Super King pack.
Yeah.
As if we're not gluttonous enough, they came out with a Super King size.
It's even bigger
than the share size.
Way bigger. It's the Super King pack.
So I guess you'll be giving me some. Just kidding.
But then he also brought me a book, man. The title of the book is Make Us Proud. He said he knows the author. Personally knows the author. So
he had
this written, and it's called Make Us Proud. It's a family
Let
book.
Me see.
And he had it dedicated. This is my book, man.
I ain't even read it yet.
Okay, dang, fine, it's my
go.
Book.
He's like, so it's already signed.
To TZ and family, keep making us proud. Love, Karen L.W. Baker. And if you look, written by Karen L.W. Baker. So not only did he get it signed by the author, but I need you and the family to sign it too, Shoop, because it's a book for me to read to my boys about making us proud.
Your friend wrote this?
a colleague of mine. So if you don't mind, if I can give a shout out to everybody at the Milwaukee Academy of Science.
Big ups!
Right? All of the faculty there, from custodial staff to our kitchen staff to all of the teachers and everybody, administration. Mm-hmm. Awesome school.
Wow.
They won the Division III Boys National State Championship game.
Nice.
Yeah.
For basketball.
Nice. So, yes, they did.
Hooping. Yeah.
Getting texts. You're getting texts.
Shoop.
Thanks, Coach Keys. So, on that one.
So, you're a math teacher, and people like will call in or recognize you. They'll be like, oh, it's Mr. Shoop.
One of my friends was his student.
No way.
Yes, one of my guys,
no
Will. The very tall one. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes.
She knows who he's
You know who I'm talking about,
you guys, too? You guys know the person.
Yes. I know him personally.
Well, somebody said, shout out to John Shoop. This is your old athletic trainer from Wayland Academy. And Lynn, miss you guys.
Aww.
Beautiful.
Aww, absolutely. Man.
You know what I love? You're like a celebrity, this Shoop guy. He knows everybody. Sheesh.
I just love teaching, and that's the ultimate goal.
Mm-hmm. The passion.
Like, you wake up every single morning, and if you're happy to go to your job, as I know that you guys
are. We are.
Right? So you walk into a classroom, own the room, help somebody.
You're passionate.
Know, do something good.
I didn't picture you with long hair, Shoop.
Well,
you have a ponytail and everything. That was not how I pictured
Shoop.
Can I
be honest? This isn't how I pictured
Shoop. I really
didn't
picture my math teacher as like this. Like, you have a ponytail.
I normally get English teacher, but yes.
Oh, you do look like an English teacher with
English
that hair. Yeah.
Or art. Okay. English or art,
yes.
Right? Emerson, my man Emerson looks exactly how I thought. Like,
yeah, Emerson's great.
He's aura farming over here, just hanging out. You know what I'm saying? He's chilling in the background, like headphones on, chilling, vibing.
Emerson, what grade are you in, and why are you out of school today?
I'm in sixth grade, and I just took iReady testing, and basically we took a day off.
Yes,
the standardized testing stuff that they got to do. Yeah,
yes,
we remember it. Scantrons.
Emerson,
that's right.
Why don't you tell them what you're going to do for the summer?
For the summer, I'm going to work at Balance, and Balance is a place where to help kids with autism.
Wow.
Hold on.
Whoa.
I need a second. Shoop, he's in sixth grade.
He's in sixth grade.
He's changing lives. My kids eat Doritos and pizza all day and
so
don't listen to me. They need Emerson in their life.
I need Emerson in my life.
I need Emerson. You're right, DZ. You're right.
Let's be real, man.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Good for you. And how long have you been working with kids? Is this your first summer?
This is going to be my first summer.
Nice.
And so you'll work with kids with autism?
Yes, I will.
And do you have any experience?
Yeah, kind of. Mm-hmm. I helped a kid at my old school, Woodview Elementary, and I helped them for a couple of years.
Nice. So.
What are you most excited about for this summer and working, you know, with Balance?
Just basically helping these kids have fun. So,
are you human?
Superhuman.
What is with your kid? Why is he so amazing? And how did you do that?
Oh, we're gonna be okay.
Do you have a parenting manual?
I felt my soul just heal just a little bit, and him just saying, you know, I'm just looking forward to helping. That's
that's so cool.
Oh, y'all must have read him this book, Make Us Proud. Oh, now it's all clicking together.
Yep. Well, I mean, I'm just so flattered by the gifts and everything. And Shoop, thank you for coming by to see us. What do you think of the studio?
I think the studio is awesome. I did not know what to expect, to tell you the truth.
Everybody always says it's smaller than they pictured.
Okay.
Yesterday, I got that one. I said, we had a kid come in and say they thought they'd pictured us on a stage.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, no, we're not on a stage, just behind microphones.
I didn't picture that, no.
Mm-hmm. Our stage is the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so what school are you at now, Shoop?
I'm at the Milwaukee Academy of Science.
And that's where you teach math.
That's where I teach a bunch of different courses.
Okay.
Yes.
And they're STEM kids, I would assume.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Good. I like it. Oh, somebody said DZ and Allie. They texted in. Can you ask John Shoop if he went to Grafton High School?
That is where I graduated from.
You are.
Don't you
are
know,
popular.
Boy.
I wanna Shoop. What
baby.
Year? Wait, what year, Shoop?
2000.
Oh, yes.
Yep. Let's go. Oh, snap. You might have just found an old classmate in the text there.
Everybody
knows Shoop.
Actually, my wife and I graduated in the same class.
You guys
are both from Grafton, class of 2000. Look at that.
High school sweethearts. Look at y'all.
Okay. Somebody said.
She's on about sweethearts now. Hold on.
They said, I've always wondered as a longtime listener if he did tell him Scott Marcus says hello.
Oh,
I mean,
nice.
This is hysterical.
Cool.
And
very
the fact
cool.
that you know these people, when I read their names, you're like, oh, yeah, Scott Marcus. I mean, how random. Yeah. Shoop is nowhere. This guy. He like knows everybody.
Super Shoop, man. Be out there in the community.
Yeah.
Well, we try. Thick. We do our best.
No, you're succeeding. I'm not going to lie, man. Your energy. Man, when we talk to you on the phone, obviously talking to people on the phone is one thing, but then meeting them in person.
It's different.
It's way different, man. Even the way you sound on the microphone, bro. You got such a sultry voice. I've been sitting here listening like, dog, you got a good voiceover voice.
Well, thank you.
Reading audio books. Can I get you to just read this book and I'll play it for my kids?
I could do that, yes.
You both have good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Good voices. It's very good. Emerson, anything else you want to say before we wrap up the show for right now?
No, thank you.
Well, keep doing what you do. Oh my God, this kid with the manners.
Aura farming at its finest. I got nothing to say besides I want to be like him when I grow up.
I want to be like you when I grow up. Come talk to my children, please God. All right, Shoop, thanks for visiting.
No, thank you.
Happy
I really
Friday.
Appreciate it. Happy Friday.
WEPA!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh,
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.